Our next guest was just named winner of the Tip O'Neill Award. It is the highest honor given out by the Canadian Baseball Hall of Fame. It's to the player who has excelled in individual achievement and team contribution while adhering to baseball's highest ideals. Mike Soroka of the Atlanta Braves, Mike Soroka from Calgary, joining Richard Deitch and myself in Writer's Block. Mike, first of all, congratulations on the Tip O'Neill Award. Congratulations on a terrific season. Just, I want to get your sense right away of the breaking news that Zach Wheeler has signed with the Philadelphia Phillies. Of course, the Phillies are in your division. What's your take on that signing?
Hey guys, I just want to say thank you for the recognition and the Tip O'Neill Award. First and foremost, is pretty incredible to me. Like you said, it's kind of one of the highest honors, and it's one that means so much as a Canadian. And I'm kind of floored by that one. But I just saw that broke just actually what was it about 30 minutes ago. Mm-hmm. I'm just finished up in the weight room here, and then I saw we ended up signing Cole Hamels this morning as well. So mm-hmm. It's all exciting, and I got to see Zach a few times now over the last couple of seasons, and he's a really talented pitcher, and it really is going to make for another competitive NL East, just like it was the last couple of years. So I'm excited.
Mike, what is I realize this is sort of a broad and very large question, but what can't you learn about being in the major leagues prior to being in the major leagues? Meaning for that sort of that first full year, what can't be replicated or duplicated at the minor league level?
A lot of it's the feel, to be honest with you. And, everybody kind of describes their debut as an out-of-body experience, because it's a situation that you've dreamed about for so long. And you've put yourself in those shoes when you've been watching on TV. But when you're actually there, it doesn't quite feel real. And I think really a lot of it's getting used to that and then understanding that that's life now, And I think a lot of it just goes into being comfortable. And it did take me until probably late June of this year to actually kind of be able to take a step back and look and think, this is it now. And I know what I can do when I'm at my best. And, it's kind of invigorating to be able to look at that and understand where you can go moving forward. And it really is just a feel that you can't get in the minor leagues. And it's kind of a feeling once you get in those games, then you feel like every game that you played before that was just an exhibition game and it didn't even matter. And the same goes for playoffs. It's even another step up that way. And that's pretty, it's a pretty incredible feeling.
You know, one of the things I really found intriguing about your year, because you talked about sort of, getting comfortable, your road ERA was 1.35. It's the fifth lowest we've seen in the major since 1913. So not only were you comfortable at home, but you were comfortable on the road as well. What explains that? Because people will tell you every mound has got its quirks. Every bullpen mound has got its quirks. Every stadium has its quirks. It didn't seem to bother you that much.
I wouldn't put it on anything physical, to be honest with you. And the more I thought about it and the more I was asked that question going into playoffs was honestly kind of going back to the fact that I grew up never really pitching at home. Mm-hmm. I grew up always pitching in uncomfortable situations, and that's thanks to the junior national team. Greg Hamilton does an incredible job of really throwing us into the fire and realizing what competition in baseball looks like outside of Canada. And when you're able to play a professional talent when you're 16, 17 year old, you kind of get in there and you're pitching in a different country or a different city. And, you're in Cuba, Dominican, Mexico, you name it. And you kind of get used to pitching where you're uncomfortable. And I think that's maybe something that I got comfortable with. And it's where I'm able to just put everything behind me and thrive. I think, there's something to be said when you're on the road and you're on the mound when it's loud and everything kind of drowns out and you just go compete. And if anything, I think it would be that. But, it could also be down to just having those good games in a row this year. But whatever it was, look to replicate that at home as well.
Mike, so much of the stories about baseball players who come to play in Toronto, there's a lot of written about, like, what is it like to be an American in Canada and the adjustments that you have to make, et cetera. I want to flip it for you, and understanding you've been in the States for a while, but any sort of insight into what the adjustment is, if there is an adjustment of being a Canadian playing for an American city?
I don't know if it's any sort of adjustment at all. I think we know as Canadians that the American population takes sports just that much more seriously than we do for the most part, unless it's maybe the Maple Leafs, like I heard you guys talking about a few minutes ago. But, it's more just, an understanding once you're in that new place when you're first drafted and you get the way that it is. But, I talking to guys that have played through the league many times, and, the stigma around playing in Toronto as an American starts right out of the draft, and kids say, well, I don't want to go to a different country and play because, they assume Toronto's a completely different place. And they realize as they get to play there throughout the years that it's basically the hidden gem in baseball to be able to play in Toronto. It's a pretty favorite place for a lot of us to go to. And, I know guys enjoy playing there as well. It's an amazing city.
Mike, what are your plans this offseason in terms of conditioning? Are you following the same pattern you have in previous off seasons? And is there something you need to work on, and I'm putting those in quotation marks, but something you'd like to work on in the off season to maybe hone or improve a little bit going into spring training?
I think as far as off-season work goes, it's pretty similar to what I did last year. Having to change from being a kid that only had to focus on strength and size and kind of growing up a little bit, kind of hit the point where I wasn't seeing any results with that kind of training anymore. Last year, went and diversified a little bit, got to find Eric Cressy and work through his program and talk to him lots about shoulder health and all that goes into that and what it means to actually be able to stay healthy for an entire season year in, year out. That's kind of cool, and to be able to watch guys that have done that, like Max Scherzer when he's down there, learning how to adapt and change and realizing that change is okay. I think going forward, a lot of people don't like to change things because they the adage that you don't want to fix anything that isn't broken. But, I think the way that this game is changing with the analytics and how quickly they pick up on things nowadays, I think if you're not changing, you're not getting better. And ultimately in this game, if you're not getting better, you're going to be on your way out because there's tons of talent coming up behind you.
I wanted to just give you a chance to offer whatever your thoughts are. You're a young person chronologically, and we have seen some incredible performances from young Canadian athletes away from baseball. Obviously, Bianca Andreescu and Denis Shapovalov. And yeah. I wonder, as someone who's sort of in that age group, in that generation, are you following other Canadian-born athletes who are having some pretty incredible success in sports, obviously, other than yours?
Yeah, no doubt. I think the first one that I watched, I was actually a fairly big tennis fan, was Milos Raonic when he first kind of came onto the scene. And, when he was younger, and I guess at the time didn't really see that, but understood that, it can be done. And there are outliers out there, but, that was special for me, and Dennis as well. But I remember distinctly being in our cafeteria when Bianca was in the U.S. Open there in the finals and cheering pretty loudly, obviously having those teammates cheering for Serena. I was right there. I had my pom-poms on. That's pretty special to see that in other sports too, and even get to meet a lot in Calgary. I get to work out at Winsport, our Canadian Sport Institute here, and get to see some of the top athletes, top Olympic athletes that you don't get to see on TV all the time. So connecting with a lot of our younger athletes who are on the way up is fun and inspiring as well.
Do you find, Mike, that when you talk to other athletes, the similar age, your peers and all that, that it's are you surprised that it's that at how easy it is to find common ground about things? You know, even though you may play different sports, I would think that there's probably some common ground in terms of training, in terms of discipline, things of that nature.
Yeah, definitely. I think for the most part, really, it's looking forward to, you know, how you treat yourself and the standards that you set for yourself. I think in sports, in a very broad term, was, you know, you had to put in your time, you had to learn from the guys that have been there, and you still do that, obviously. But, you know, I think younger athletes weren't given the confidence immediately to be able to go out there and play their game. And now we're in a day and age when that's all they want you to do. They want you to go out there and they want you to make mistakes. They understand failure is a part of learning. And I think being given that opportunity when you're young and understanding that going forward, you're allowed to go out there and have fun with it and play your game. And I think that's where a lot of us are thriving. You see a lot of the rookies in Major League Baseball this year doing just that. They're playing their game. They're not going out there reserved there. They're not afraid to make mistakes. And I think that goes for a lot of us.
Mike, good stuff. Really appreciate you joining us again. Congratulations. Enjoy the offseason. We'll look forward to seeing you in spring training, man.
Awesome. Thank you so much for having me, guys.